This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the script to principles progression transforms surface self-awareness into deep self-knowledge. Move beyond knowing your triggers to understanding why they exist. In short, self-awareness is not the same as self-knowledge. Noticing your triggers is a starting point. Understanding what drives them is the real work. The script to principles progression takes you from rehearsed self-observation to internalized principles that hold under real pressure. 5 frameworks give you reliable structure for each stage of that development. You can't think your way to deep self-knowledge. You have to practice your way there. Definition: the script to principles progression is a developmental model in emotional intelligence where learners begin with structured scripts for self-observation, gradually personalize those scripts, and ultimately internalize the underlying principles, achieving self-knowledge that functions without conscious effort under pressure. You told yourself you were self-aware. You knew your triggers. You had done the reading, reflected honestly, maybe even named the patterns out loud to someone you trusted. Then a difficult conversation arrived, and within 30 seconds you were somewhere else, entirely defensive, rigid, talking too much or not at all. The self-awareness you thought you'd simply did not show up. Here is the truth of it. Knowing your triggers is surface work. It is necessary, but it is not sufficient. Real self-knowledge means understanding what sits beneath the trigger, which value is threatened, which old story activates, which version of yourself takes over when the pressure rises. That depth does not come from reflection alone. It comes from working through a progression with real structure behind it. And Say It Right Every Time, I call this the script to principles progression. Chapter 3 describes how every skilled communicator begins with exact, scripted frameworks for self-observation and gradually internalizes the principles beneath them until those principles become second nature. This article teaches that progression in full through 5 frameworks you can reach for right now. What surface self-awareness actually costs you? Surface self-awareness feels like progress because it is. You are more thoughtful than someone who never examines their reactions at all. But it has a specific failure point. It works when things are calm and collapses when they are not. Under pressure, your nervous system moves faster than your conscious mind. By the time surface self-awareness says you are getting defensive, you are already 3 sentences into a defensive response. The observation arrives after the damage. You recognize the pattern in hindsight, which is useful for learning but useless for changing the conversation you're in right now. Deep self-knowledge gives you something different. It gives you the gap between stimulus and response, and in that gap you find genuine choice. The frameworks below are how you build that gap deliberately. Framework 1. The Trigger Value Map. What it is: a tool for connecting your emotional reactions to the specific values or beliefs they protect, designed for moving from I know what triggers me to I know why this triggers me. How it works. Number 1. Name the trigger precisely. Not being criticized, but being corrected in front of other people. Precision matters because vague triggers produce vague insight. Number 2. Identify the reaction. What do you actually do? Go quiet. Overexplain. Become sarcastic. Shut down. Name the behavior, not just the feeling. Number 3. Ask the value question. What would have to matter to you deeply for this trigger to produce this reaction? Common answers: respect, fairness, competence, trust, safety. Number 4. Check for a story. Behind every triggered value is usually a story. People who criticize me publicly don't respect me, or being corrected means I'm not good enough. Name the story. Number 5. Test the story. Is the story always true? Where did it come from? This step is where surface awareness becomes something deeper. When to use it. After any conversation where your reaction surprised you or felt disproportionate to the situation. When not to use it. In the middle of a live conversation. This is a reflection tool, not a real-time one. Worked example. A manager notices she becomes cold and clipped whenever a colleague questions her decisions in meetings. The trigger is public challenge. The reaction is withdrawal and brevity. The value is competence. The story is, if someone questions me publicly, they're signaling I should not be trusted. Testing that story reveals it is not always true, and the coldness starts to soften. Eamon's note. I have used this map for 30 years, and I still find values hiding behind reactions I thought I understood. The story is almost always the key. Find the story, and you find the root. Framework 2. The Observation-Interpretation Split. what it is. A framework that separates what objectively happened in a conversation from the meaning you assigned to it. Designed for catching the moment when your brain converts a neutral event into a personal threat. How it works. Number 1. Write the observation column. What did the other person actually say or do, in plain language, without interpretation? She looked at her phone twice during the meeting. Number 2. Write the interpretation column. What meaning did you assign to it? She does not respect my time. She thinks this conversation is unimportant. Number 3. Count your interpretations. If you have 3 interpretations for 1 observation, you have 3 separate beliefs worth examining, not 1 fact. Number 4. Challenge each interpretation. What else could explain the same behavior? She was waiting for an urgent message. She was anxious about something unrelated to me. Number 5. Choose your response from the observation, not the interpretation. This is the discipline that builds self-knowledge over time. When to use it. When you feel a strong emotional reaction to someone's behavior, but cannot fully explain why. When not to use it. As a way to dismiss your interpretations entirely. They are data. The point is to examine them, not erase them. Worked example. A team leader became convinced a direct report was checking out after the report stopped contributing in team discussions. The observation, fewer contributions over 3 weeks. The interpretations disengaged, resentful, looking for another job. When he examined those interpretations, he realized he had no evidence for any of them. He asked a direct question instead. The real answer, the direct report felt her ideas had been dismissed twice and had gone quiet to protect herself. Eamon's note. The interpretation column will teach you more about yourself than any personality assessment ever will. Your interpretations are your inner world, written plainly. For related work on how self-awareness shapes the quality of feedback you give, see how the script to principles progression changes the way you give feedback over time. Framework 3. The core reflection loop. What it is. A structured 4-step reflection method drawn from Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time that builds self-knowledge through systematic post-conversation review, designed for turning individual conversations into lasting lessons rather than isolated events. How it works. Number 1. See. Capture what happened. Write a brief, factual account of the conversation within an hour of it ending. What was said? What was the outcome? Do not analyze yet. Number 2. Observe your behavior. What did you actually do in that conversation? Where did you pull back, push too hard, speak from anxiety rather than clarity? Number 3. Reflect on the pattern. Have you been here before? Does this reaction appear across different relationships or contexts? Patterns are the curriculum of self-knowledge. Number 4. Extract the principle. What would you do differently, and what principle sits beneath that change? Not I will speak more calmly next time, but I respond to uncertainty by over-explaining, and over-explaining damages trust. When to use it. After any high-stakes conversation performance reviews, difficult feedback, conflict, any conversation where you felt the stakes rise. When not to use it. As a tool for self-criticism. The core reflection loop is about learning, not about cataloguing failures. Worked example. After a tense boundary-setting conversation, a senior leader used the loop. He captured the facts, observed that he had softened his message repeatedly to manage the other person's comfort, reflected that this pattern appeared in every difficult conversation he could remember, and extracted a principle. I confuse compassion with avoidance, and avoidance is not kind. Eamon's note. In Say It Right Every Time asterisk, I describe this as the most important step most people skip. Reflection is where a single conversation becomes a lasting lesson. Without it, you repeat the same patterns at higher cost asterisk. The core approach also applies directly to how you receive and process feedback. How to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction shows it in action under pressure. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Inner Narrative Audit. What it is. A tool for examining the running commentary your mind produces about yourself and others during difficult conversations. Designed for making the unconscious narration visible so it can be examined and, where necessary, changed. How it works. Number 1. Recall the conversation in slow motion. Choose a specific exchange, not the whole conversation. A moment where the tone shifted, or where you felt yourself change. Number two, write the inner narrative. What was the voice in your head saying at that moment? Recreate it as faithfully as you can. It will feel uncomfortable. That discomfort is useful. Number three, identify the role you assigned to yourself. Were you the victim, the defender, the rescuer, the judge? Inner narratives always assign roles, and those roles determine behavior. Number four, identify the role you assigned the other person. Threat, ally, obstacle, audience. These assigned roles reveal your assumptions, not their intentions. Number five, write the narrative from a neutral perspective. Two people with legitimate needs in a moment of tension. What changes? When to use it? When you find yourself repeating the same conflict pattern with different people. When not to use it? As a way to dismiss your experience. Your narrative is real and valid. The audit is about seeing it clearly, not dismissing it. Worked example. A manager audited her inner narrative during a recurring tension with a peer. She discovered she had been casting him as resistant to everything I suggest, and herself as the only one trying to move things forward. Writing the narrative revealed two people with different risk tolerances and no shared language for discussing them. Eamon's note. The inner narrative runs constantly, whether you examine it or not. If you do not examine it, it runs you. Self-knowledge built through the inner narrative audit directly affects how you read the confidence-competence dynamic in others. What the confidence-competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback connects this to practical feedback quality. Framework 5. The Principles Crystallization Practice. What it is. A method for converting the self-knowledge you've gathered through frameworks 1 through 4 into a set of personal principles you can apply in live conversations without conscious effort. Designed for the final stage of the script to principles progression, moving from reflection to internalization. How it works. Number 1. Gather your patterns. Review your trigger value mats, observation interpretation logs, core reflections, and narrative audits. What themes recur? These recurring patterns are your material. Number 2. Write a principle from each pattern. A principle is not a rule. I will not raise my voice. It is a statement of belief about how you want to operate. I respond with clarity when I feel respected, and I confuse correction with disrespect. Number 3. Test the principle in a low-stakes conversation. Name it to yourself before a straightforward exchange. Notice whether the principle holds, or whether a different one is more accurate. Number 4. Compress the principle into a phrase, something short enough to access under pressure. Clarity before comfort. Observation before interpretation. My reaction is mine. Number 5. Apply it in a high-stakes conversation. This is where the progression completes. A phrase you earned through deliberate reflection, applied under real pressure, without a script in sight. When to use it. When you have enough reflective material from the earlier frameworks to see genuine patterns. Most people reach this point after 4 to 6 weeks of consistent practice. When not to use it. Before you have the raw material. Principles written from theory rather than lived experience tend to collapse under pressure. Worked example. After 6 weeks of using the earlier frameworks, a leader identified 3 recurring patterns she over-explained when uncertain. She softened hard truths when she sensed disappointment, and she equated silence from others with rejection. Her principles. Uncertainty is not incompetence. Compassion includes honesty. Silence is not a verdict. She had these phrases ready before a difficult conversation with a board member, and for the first time in that relationship, she felt grounded rather than reactive. Eamon's note. This is what I mean by scripts as training wheels. As I describe in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, you start with exact structure because you need it. Then you make it your own. Then one day you do not need the structure at all, because you have become it. The same progression that builds personal principles also shapes how you develop a distinctive voice. How to use the scripts to principles progression to build a leadership voice that sounds truly your own takes this further. Choosing the right framework for where you are. The 5 frameworks form a progression, but you do not always start at the beginning. Use this guide to find your entry point. Situation best framework. You know you have triggers, but cannot explain them. Trigger value map. You react strongly, but feel your reaction is disproportionate. Observation interpretation split. You want to learn from a specific conversation that went badly. Core reflection loop. You find yourself in the same conflict with different people in a narrative audit. You have reflective material and want to build personal principles, principles crystallization practice. If you're early in your self-awareness work, start with the trigger value map. It gives you the most immediate clarity for the least prior knowledge. If you have been reflecting for some time, but find your insight to not change your behavior, move directly to the principles crystallization practice. The gap between knowing and doing is almost always a gap between insight and internalized principle. The observation-interpretation split works well alongside any of the others. It is the cleanest tool for catching the brain's habit of treating its own interpretations as facts. For a broader view of how self-knowledge builds communication capability over time, how the confidence competence loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others, and how the confidence competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster, both show how self-awareness translates into measurable communication strength. Where people get this wrong. Even with good frameworks in hand, certain habits undermine the whole progression. Three mistakes appear again and again. The mistake: using frameworks only after things go wrong. Why it happens? Reflection feels reactive, like a post-mortem. People wait for a failure before they look inward. What to do instead? Apply at least one framework after any meaningful conversation, including ones that went well. Positive conversations reveal your principles just as clearly as difficult ones. The mistake: stopping at the observation stage. Why it happens? Naming a pattern feels like progress, and it is. But it is only the first third of the work. What to do instead? After every observation, ask one more question. What does this reveal about what I believe? That question is the door to self-knowledge. The mistake: treating self-awareness as a character trait rather than a practiced skill. Why it happens? People who seem naturally self-aware make it look effortless, and we assume they were born that way. What to do instead? Treat self-awareness the way you treat any communication skill, as something you build through deliberate, structured practice. As I write and say it right every time, scripts are tools, and you are the craftsman. The tools do not work themselves. Building fluency over 8 weeks. The frameworks above are not a one-time exercise. They are a system, and systems reward consistency. Weeks 1 and 2. Choose one framework, the trigger value map, and apply it after every significant conversation. Do not add more. Build the habit of reflection before you expand the toolkit. Weeks 3 and 4. Add the observation-interpretation split to your practice. Use it alongside the trigger value map. By now you will start to see your first recurring patterns. Write them down. Weeks 5 and 6. Introduce the co-reflection loop for your most important conversations. Add the inner narrative audit for situations where you notice yourself assigning blame quickly. Weeks 7 and 8. Gather your patterns and begin the principles crystallization practice. Write your first three principles. Test them in real conversations. Revise them based on what you learn. This structure mirrors the 60-day transformation plan outlined in Say It Right Every Time, progressive skill building through deliberate, weekly practice, with reflection built into every stage. The goal is not perfection at week 8. The goal is a self that responds from principle rather than reflex. By the time you complete this progression, the script to principles progression will have done its work. Surface self-awareness will have become something you can actually stand on. Frequently asked questions. What is the script to principles progression in self-awareness? The script to principles progression is a developmental model where you begin with structured self-observation scripts, gradually personalize them, and ultimately internalize the principles behind them. It moves you from surface awareness of your triggers to a deep, values-based understanding of why you react as you do. How does the script to principles progression build deeper self-knowledge? It works by giving you reliable frameworks first, then prompting you to examine what those frameworks reveal. Each layer of practice exposes patterns you cannot see through raw introspection alone, building self-knowledge that holds under pressure rather than only when things are calm. Why does surface self-awareness fail in high-stakes conversations? Surface self-awareness identifies triggers after the fact. Under pressure, that recognition arrives too late to change your behavior. Deep self-knowledge lets you see the pattern forming in real time, giving you the gap between stimulus and response that skilled communicators use to choose their words deliberately. What is the difference between self-observation and self-knowledge? Self-observation notices what happened. You got defensive, your voice tightened, you withdrew. Self-knowledge explains why, which value is threatened, which fear activated, which story you tell yourself under pressure. One names the pattern, The other gives you the root, and roots are what you can actually work with. How long does it take to move from scripts to internalized principles? Most people see real shifts in 4 to 8 weeks of deliberate practice. The first 2 weeks build the habit of structured reflection. Weeks 3 and 4 reveal recurring patterns. By weeks 5 to 8, those patterns become personal principles you can apply without conscious effort in live conversations. Can the scripts to principles progression be used outside formal communication training? Absolutely. The progression applies wherever self-awareness matters. Difficult conversations with family, moments of pressure at work, any situation where your reactions have cost you. The frameworks are tools, not rituals. You carry them into any context where you want to respond from principles rather than reflex. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.